Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now listen to this. So between 50 and 60% of adult women will have at least one UTI in their life. I know, grim. And the summer is responsible for causing a lot of them. So joining me in the studio is Nurse Sarah Kearns to explain all. Explain yourself.
But you know, only 12% of men get UTIs.
Like, so they do get them.
They do get them. But if you think about it, so what a UTI is bacteria, and it's mainly E. coli, which comes from your bowels, right? And the bacteria travels up your into your kind of through your urethra, your tubes, up into your bladder, and then up into your kidneys. So that's what a UTI is. But if you think about men, the bacteria has to travel the whole way along the penis and then up into the bladder. So it has further to travel, so they don't, it's harder for them to get UTI.
But it is easy for women to get UTIs.
Women, because it's easier access for the bacteria. And so the summertime is a funny one. It is because we're dehydrated, and also it's hotter. And what do bacteria like? Moist warm environments.
Moist gussets.
So, yes. So we're dehydrated. And also one of the things that I was talking about with my mum friends recently, they were saying, girls, little girls in particular, wearing swimming togs and stuff like that, they're, you know, swimming togs are wet, they're in and out of the water, they're wet, they stay on them all day. It's just like absolute perfect environment for UTIs and the bacteria to multiply.
So you can get them really young.
Yeah. Little girls, it's one of the things, it's funny, I have two girls, and you know, if you're ever in that situation, you're like, why have they a temperature? And they mightn't be able to articulate what's going on. UTI is one of the first things the doctors will look for. You know, you have to give a urine sample and see.
It's so, I've had
miserable.
One. Oh my God.
Like, unbelievable. So there's cystitis as well, which will send shivers up your spine if you've ever had it.
What's the difference?
So cystitis is, a UTI is urinary tract infection. It can happen anywhere, urine in the tubes, in the bladder, in the tubes going up into the kidney, so it can happen anywhere, and it's an infection that generally needs some sort of intervention medically. Cystitis is an inflammation generally off the bladder, so it's inflammation. So this bacteria, this E. coli, gets into your tubes and up and goes into your bladder, and basically the wall off the bladder becomes inflamed and red. It is miserable. You feel like you need to pee all the time, even though you might have just emptied your bladder, and you still feel like you're bursting to pee. The pain, you're basically in one spot, just like jumping from foot to foot. It's so uncomfortable, the pain. Generally it's localized, so you'll get this sort of lower abdominal pain, this urgency to pee. You won't feel like you've emptied your bladder. But a UTI is different, that you will get those symptoms with a UTI potentially as well, but UTI is more systemic, so you'll have more likely have pain. If it travels up into your kidneys, you'll have pains on either side of your lower back, right? You'll also have temperatures, because your body's fighting this infection, so your temperature, internal temperature rises, you get a temperature with it. So and also with UTIs, so you can, lots of people get cystitis and it'll clear itself, and we'll talk about the preventative stuff because it's really important. But just say you have these cystitis symptoms, but they go on for longer than 3 days, you might be actually brewing a UTI, so maybe you should consider going to a doctor.
Okay.
But with UTIs, the symptoms, like, you know, this back pain, uncomfortable, peeing all the time, feeling like you have an empty bladder, pain on peeing. You can also get vomiting and diarrhea, nausea, really, really, really common with UTIs. They're miserable.
So let's talk about prevention, because it is the summer, people have hot, moist gussets.
Yes.
So how do we prevent this from happening?
Absolute misery. First thing, absolute hydration. So we need your urine, and actually just gauging, I have a baby, so it's even gauging the urine in a baby's nappy is really, really important. So you want it straw coloured. So if you're hydrated, you need to stay hydrated. It's, you know, on average, just say a 14-month-old will drink just over a litre throughout the day. So we need 2 litres, right? So you need the best gauge is your urine colour. It needs to be completely see-through, not yellow. If it goes into yellow, dark yellow, you need to up your fluid intake.
Okay,
and keep an eye on the kids. When they're going to the kids, have a look after them, maybe they've wiped, have a look at the tissue. How yellow is it? Keep water, fluids all day. Keep really hydrated. That's the first thing. And the reason is, if you think about it, if you're not hydrated, okay, the urine will just sit in the bladder, and because you're not hydrated, it's not going, your bladder isn't super full. You know, if you drank loads of water, you're bursting to go to the loo. But if the urine is just sitting in your bladder doing nothing, it's stagnant. And if it's stagnant like that, it's and the bacteria gets in, it sits there and it can multiply and then spread. But if you're hydrated and you need to pee all the time,
flushing it out.
One of the things as well, so hydration, absolute key. There's lots of ways with cystitis in particular. It's peeing and before and after sex.
Okay,
really
now,
important.
Nobody told me this in my.
I mean, they should
30s,
be done in
my
school,
20s.
Like in 20s. Like
this is like, should be on the leave insert.
Yeah.
Every person over the age of 18 who is sexually active, this is the first when you're handing out condoms, when you're talking about unplanned pregnancies, when you're talking about STIs, talk about UTIs. Peeing before sex and after sex is a necessity.
It is. But do you know the thing? It's all part of we're so let down by the schooling system, whatever it is, that we don't get proper sex education, because you're completely right. It is a hugely important part of sex ed. Absolutely. So what you're doing is so think about this bacteria, okay, that gets into your system. It can be just from sex, rough sex potentially, because you basically are moving the bacteria from your bum forward in. And now it gets the opportunity, now goes into your system, right? And if you pee before sex, what you're doing is you're washing out the tubes. So now you have clean tubes, right? There's no bacteria in your tubes. Then you have sex and then you pee after sex. So now you wash it out again. So bacteria doesn't have a chance to migrate into you and up into your bladder, okay? That's why it's really important. One of the things is some people, I lived with a girl at one stage that was so plagued by cystitis, it is essentially ruined her life. Like she, all the time. So if it's something that is occurring and reoccurring, stay hydrated. Definitely go with the over-the-counter stuff first, okay? So pee and do the stuff, peeing post, before and after sex, right? Stay really well hydrated. Be conscious of those two things to start. There's over-the-counter stuff like Cystopurine and the cranberry-based stuff, you know, the acidic-based stuff that can be really effective. I would definitely be an advocate of going to a really good pharmacist and just saying, hey, listen, what are my options here? If it is something that is so reoccurring, go to your GP. Firstly, they'll test your urine and see what we're looking for is leukocytes and in a true UTI, so nitrates in your urine, right? They'll dip your urine and see if there's any signs of infection. With cystitis, there may not be an infection. It may be an indication that you're going to get an infection, right? But it may just be an inflammation that there's...
Inflammation, that's why it's painful and irritable.
All
and
of that stuff. And the lining the bladder is like red and inflamed. So one of the things is that it is an option if it's recurrent. Now, they don't do this easily, GPs, because they don't want to give you antibiotics. They don't need it. But there is an option of having antibiotics that you take maybe in short term or maybe just after sex or in a long term, really, really mild antibiotic over sort of a 6 month period, something like that. So there is medication options, but they're not very keen to, they'll say, try the over-the-counter stuff and
okay.
Try that stuff first. But definitely seek help. Don't live with this. It's absolutely horrendous. It's so uncomfortable. But if you get cystitis for the first time, it can reoccur. And then some people, there's a thing called interstitial cystitis, and it's basically chronic cystitis, and people can just get it all the time. It's miserable. But if you have the symptoms for longer than 3 days and actually you start getting maybe lower back pain, abdominal pain, go to the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah. But just use your pharmacist as well. There's just a wealth of knowledge and maybe there is sort of herbal stuff. It's well worth trying.
Last question. In the summer, knickers on or off in the bed?
Come here. Off.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I used to wear them when I was young because we were afraid that spiders would crawl in. But there's myself and my sister completely wound each other up like absolutely ridiculous. Like it is. Now I've got you thinking now. You're like,
oh, I'm a huge fear of spiders.
But know what it is? You know, like in terms, and another thing again that we should be doing, learning when we're young. Like, okay, so knickers should be off in the bed.
Anita
writing this down. So the other thing is after your shower, get out, give yourself time, don't get dressed immediately if you have the opportunity, even at the weekends, just to give yourself time to dry off. Just stay
naked.
Without naked, just spend that time, let your body totally dry off from your shower, your bath or whatever. One of the other things, cotton underwear. And then just making sure that you're changing, you know, and just kind of looking after that personal hygiene side, wiping front to back.
Front to back, peeing before sex, after sex.
Yeah, front to back, and you're just going to avoid that E. coli getting into your system. Front to back,
and
water.
Get the knickers off.
Get the knickers off.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.